do is hit this button. Change it. Watch this. And you can sit back there.
Upon their knees and ask to be forgiven of their sins and to be restored upon you, Lord. Lord, for those that are not standing on their shoulder. And Lord, give them strength and mercy and grace. And Lord, give them the strength to come back to the house of the Lord. Lord, we say thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for the food in our stomach, clothes on our back, and shelter over our head. Lord, we ask you again, Lord, the Holy Spirit, just come in and fill us. And Lord, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord, I always pray. Amen.
Amen.
Around before
says to me, Heavenly Father, you've been so good to us through this, to our sin. Heavenly Father, you woke us up this morning with health and strength. Heavenly Father, we had food and raiment and shelter. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and give you the praise. Heavenly Father, bless our young people around the church. Heavenly Father, watch over them and take care of them. Heavenly Father, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, bless everyone to all the way. Watch over them, Heavenly Father, that they may make it to the house of the Lord one more time. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the things that you have done and the things that you have to do for us.
Thank you.
Turn your Bible, let us stand for the Word of God. To the Gospel according to John chapter 11. And that's where our responsive reading will come from. Starting at verse 17, and we'll read verse 27 all together. Amen? And it should be up on the monitor as well. And all of the founders say amen. Again, let us stand for the Word of God. If you're able, we just say thank you for being a blessing this morning. Amen? Gospel according to John, chapter 11, starting in verse 17. And it reads as follows. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already.
Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off.
And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother.
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house.
Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee.
Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again.
Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, thou art dead, yet shall be alive.
Whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou hast.
All together.
She said unto him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God,
which should come into the world. May the Lord continue blessed to read the word. Amen.
Amen.
Before you. And we certainly thank our deacon. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, hot today. All right. Wrong singing them old songs and dolling them up. Gee, you got the strolling again. Go on, girl. Walk that walk. Go on. Y'all did great today. Did a good job. And I certainly appreciate it. I know I was blessed by those songs that the Lord placed on your heart. So we certainly thank God for our choir and certainly thank Him for their worship of the Lord through song. We were talking about that in Sunday school today. And music is a very important part of worship. It always has been and always will be. That old song that says, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. That speaks volumes. We ought to, I keep telling people all the time, might as well start practicing down here, because I don't want to be standing next to you when we get to singing up there if you haven't been practicing down here. So we certainly thank God for you all your service to the Lord through song. Just for a short time, we want to go back to the scripture that was read earlier in our hearing, the Gospel according to John chapter 11. Gospel according to John chapter 11. I wanted to, as we continue in this series of sermons, wanted to just focus in on the 25th and the 26th verses 25 and 26. And in that place you'll find these words written. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. Lord, a blessing to the reading of his word as found in those two verses of scripture in John chapter 11. I am the resurrection and the life. The resurrection and the life. As we continue in this series that we entitled Reacquainting Ourselves with Jesus. Sometimes it's good to take a fresh look at Jesus, even though he never changes. We can certainly say that we all change. And there's nothing that's different about Jesus. The difference is in each and every one of us. So as we have been going through this series, I've already reintroduced Jesus in four ways. Reintroduced him as the bread of life. I've reintroduced him as the light of the world. I reintroduced him as the door to the sheep. And I've introduced him as the great shepherd. And today we want to zoom in on his revealing himself as the resurrection and the life. During Black History Month, they showed a lot of African-American movies. And they showed one of my favorites. They made two movies about it, actually. But both of those movies dealt with Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. They showed that a couple of times. And it's just amazing, the life that Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, lived. And folk ask me all the time, because he's a Muslim, do you think he's saved? And I tell him, no, he's not saved because he's a Muslim. He's saved because he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and was baptized in a Baptist church as a young boy, as a young man. And he went to that church all through his formative years of life. So yes, I believe Muhammad Ali is saved. I just love it because Muhammad Ali had no problems telling people that I am the greatest. He had no problem letting people know he's the greatest boxer that ever lived. And I think he did well backing up that statement. But as we look at this, series of sermons, I have come to realize that yes, Muhammad Ali may have been the greatest boxer, but there's somebody who's even greater than him. Amen. And that man is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, the children used to sing that song, "Nobody Greater." There's nobody greater than you. The children, Brianna sang that too, didn't she? So the children and the adults said, I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater than you. So I believe that Jesus sets out to prove himself the greatest when he reveals himself through the seven I am statements in the gospel according to John. And I want to reveal Jesus as the greatest in this day and in this age. Sometimes we need to understand that no matter what's going on in our lives, I think Della said it very well, things are going to get better when you know that there's somebody greater than your problems. There's somebody greater than your situations in life. There's somebody that's greater than the problems you have on your job. There's somebody that's even greater than your illness that you're going through. And that greatness belongs to Jesus Christ. Jesus made, I believe, he showed us in three ways the greatness of his I am-ness. The greatness of his I am-ness. I like this story of the man named Lazarus, and the story of these two sisters, Martha and Mary. And Jesus is about to reveal himself to them in a way that they had never seen before. They knew who he was. They knew he could do things. They knew that there was something special about this man named Jesus. So in three ways, I want to show you the greatness of Jesus. First, I want to show you he is the greatest of all personalities. He's the greatest of all personalities. Now, you all should know the story by now. Chapter 10 ended with a death sentence being issued on the life of Jesus. He had a bounty on his head because Jesus had said that I and my Father are one. He made a bold statement, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were cut to the heart. And they set out at that point, and they got hitmen. They said, whoever kills it, we're going to pay you. Because of this, Jesus went to the other side of the Jordan. Mm-hmm. And while he was there healing the sick, casting out demons, many people believed, but he received a message from one of the sisters that said, Lazarus, the one that you love, is sick. And we want to know if you can come see about him. Now, usually, when somebody makes that kind of request, we want to pack up and go right away. But Jesus said, no, I am going to stay here for 2 more days. I'm going to stay for 2 more days because I want to show you the greatness of my personality. You see, I don't have to be next to Lazarus to understand and diagnose his situation. And Jesus said, I've made the diagnosis that Lazarus is sick, but this sickness is not unto death. This sickness is not unto death. So I'm just going to stay here a while. And then he finally said after 2 days, come on, let's go. Lazarus is sleeping. And they said, well, if he's sleeping, he's doing good. Jesus had to tell them plainly, no, Lazarus is dead. Now, he just told them 2 days ago that this sickness is not unto death. He told them a few days ago that he's going to tarry for a few days because he's already made that diagnosis. But Jesus said, Lazarus' sickness is not unto death because I want to show you the glory of my Father. Now, let's go see it. Since I and my Father is one, let's just go see this dead man and see what God can do. And he's identifying himself as the greatest of all personalities. Any man that says before Abraham was, I already am, is a great man. Anybody that says in the beginning was the Word, and since I am the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Anybody that can make the claim all things in the world that were made by him, we're talking about the greatness of his personality. I don't know about you, but I found that every day I learned something new about Jesus. If you woke up this morning, you learned that he's still a merciful God. Because many folks started out yesterday just like you, and they're not here with us anymore. You're not here because of your alarm clock. You're not here because you got up and put clothes on this morning. You're here because of the goodness of God. God has been good to each and every one of us. And he's a great God who can do anything but fail. He's got personalities all over. Some people call him the Alpha and the Omega. Some people call him the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley. Some folk call him a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Some folk call him your bridge over troubled waters. I'm here to tell you that can't nobody do you like the Lord. I'm telling you, if you don't know him, you ought to try him for yourself. God is able to do anything but fail. Oh, his personality never changes. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if you bless Deacon Baker yesterday, the same Jesus can bless you today, and he can bless me tomorrow. God is good. His personality tells us that he can do anything. I dare you to trust him. I dare you to believe him for yourself. I dare you to give him a chance. You've been out struggling and all of a sudden you got a job. That's Jesus working in your life. That's Jesus working in your life. Yeah, you filled the application out. Yeah, you went through the interview process, but God made it able. For somebody to call you and say, I got good news.
Yes.
I'm glad for both of you all. I'm proud of both of you all because you didn't give up. Mm-hmm. And you didn't give up because you know somebody who can bring you through the rough waters of life and bring you safely over to the other side. He's the greatest because he's the greatest personality of all time. I don't care. You name anybody in the whole world, and there's nobody like Jesus.
Amen.
Secondly, not only is he the greatest of all personalities, I need to tell you that Jesus holds the greatest of all power. He holds the greatest of all power. Verse 25, he says, as he introduces himself, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Oh, I understand that Mary and Martha had concerns that Jesus took 4 days to get to them. Because they came and they said, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You know, they already probably had seen him heal old blind Bartimaeus. They probably already seen him heal those 10 lepers when he said, go show yourself to the priest. They've already seen him take dirt, spit in that dirt, rub it in the man's eye and say, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man came away seeing. So they knew what Jesus could do to the living. They just didn't understand his power beyond the grave. I'm here to tell you, I thank God that Jesus told old death angel to leave me alone this morning. And I got up bright and early with a reasonable portion of health and strength. Yeah, we understand he's a doctor in a sick room. But he's also a coroner when you're laying on your deathbed. He can walk in and say, you are going to live. Isn't it good to be able to put your face to the wall and say, Lord, let my golden moments run on just a little while longer.
Yeah.
And God said, not only am I going to let you run on a few days, I'm going to let you run on a few more years.
Yeah.
I know what the Bible says. The Bible says that it is appointed unto man. Man is given 70 years.
Yeah.
He says, the Bible says you got 70 years. If by reason of strength they be 80. If you're 80 years old right now, it's not because you've been eating good food. It's not because you've been exercising every day. It's not because the doctor gave you some miracle drug. You're still here because of the goodness of the Lord. And that man has all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And a lot of times he don't have to show up on your situation. Sometimes all he has to do is just speak the word. Isn't it good that Jesus can be sitting on the throne next to his Father and pray and call down through all these generations and say, death angel, leave that man alone. Leave that woman alone. Isn't it good to know the Bible said that he had all power in heaven and earth in his hand. That's why the devil cannot win in this place or anywhere else. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know I'm not the only one that can testify to the fact that we serve an almighty God. Has he been your doctor in a sick room? Has he been your lawyer in a courtroom? When all things look stormy
Ladies, still stand up and say, peace, peace, peace be still. Let me make your enemies behave. Let me make a way out of no way. Thy way is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. There's no power, no power in heaven and earth greater than Jesus' power. I dare you to try it. I dare you to trust it. Anybody that can make this beautiful world, keep it spinning so we don't fall off. Keep it moving around the sun so we have the season. Anybody that can do that is all right in my book. Ain't God good? He's got all power. Power to put your family back together. Power to put friends in your life. Power to do anything but faith. Oh, I'm glad that he has and he holds the greatest of all power. God, let him be your power. Folk are trying to get you down, but let God be your strength. Paul said it very well. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He's the greatest of all personality. He has the greatest power. But finally, in verse 26, I believe he extends the greatest of all promises. He said, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he asked the question, do you believe this? Oh, we know how he brought Lazarus back to life. We know he said, roll away the stone. And they said, Lord, he's been there 4 days. He's stinking right now. Jesus said, I'm the best air freshener the world has ever known. Roll that stone away. Loose him and let him go. But often, Lazarus walked out a living man. But you know the problem? He had to die again. He didn't stay alive. Lazarus not walking around today. Lazarus had to die one more time. But oh, when you know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, when you accepted him as your personal Savior, when you give your life to him because he hung on Calvary's rugged cross for you, when you give your life to him because he was buried in a borrowed tomb, he was there on Friday, he was there on Saturday, he was there Saturday night, but early Sunday morning, got up with all power in his hands. When you believe in him, Jesus said, I got something better for you. Because even if you die, you're going to live again. Because some glad moment, when this life is over, you're going to fly away. And I'm going to say, come on up to bright glory, where every day is Sunday and the Sabbath has no end. I'm here to tell you, death is not the end of your journey. Because there's going to be a cry one day. And we're going to meet him in the air. And there we should be with him evermore. Jesus said, if you believe in me, I'm going to give you the greatest promise of all. I'm going to promise you, you're going to see your mama and your dad again. I'm going to promise you, you're going to see your loved ones who have gone on before. I'm going to promise you that you're going to see some folk that you never thought you'd see again, all because you believe. You believe this? I'm asking the same question that Jesus believed. I don't believe that this is the end of it. I believe like Marie. Jordan River is so deep and wide. He's going to give us 2 wings because that's the only destination. That's the only way we're going to get to the other side. Oh, I'm here to tell you, I hope that I see each and every one of you all, because I already know that my ticket is stamped. I punched my ticket. And I know many of you in here have as well. But Jesus said, if you don't know me in the pardon of your sin, you're going to miss out on the greatest promise that the world has ever known. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Here's the promise. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest of all personalities, the greatest of all power, and the greatest of all promises, all wrapped up in one neat package called Jesus the Christ. I pray everyone in here knows it. I pray everyone in here has accepted him. Because tomorrow is not promised to us.
That's right.
Yet, tomorrow is promised to us. Because it is my last day on earth. Come on up to bright glory. I'll be waiting for you up there. God bless you. God keep you. As the choir comes, we extend this invitation to discipleship. Give your life to the Lord if you have not. Accept him as your personal Savior. As the choir sings, if there's one, won't you please come?
of the Father. Lord, let us live in your will and your way until we return here next Sunday.
Yes.
Lord, bless us, keep us, forgive us of our sins, transgressions, and our iniquities. Lord, help us to be the best that we can be for your name. Say, when somebody sees us, Lord, let them see that you live in us. Lord, Lord, may you rest, rule, and abide with us in the sweet communion of your Holy Spirit. Rest with us. In Jesus' name we pray, this day and evermore.
Amen. Amen.
Church, say.